This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump returned to the White House Monday evening after 72 hours of hospitalization for COVID-19. He climbed the steps of the South Portico, standing on the Truman balcony, where he removed his mask, gave a double thumbs-up gesture, and saluted the Marine One helicopter as it prepared to take off from the South Lawn. Mr. Trump's re-election campaign said the Republican president, trailing former Vice President Joe Biden in the polls, plans to participate in the October 15th second debate against the Democratic Party nominee. The president's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, told reporters Monday, quote, though he may not be entirely out of the woods yet, the team and I agree that all our evaluations and, most importantly, his clinical status support his return home. The White House has medical facilities and practitioners to monitor the president around the clock. Before leaving the hospital, the president tweeted, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life." He added that he felt better than he had 20 years ago. The president is taking a steroid, dexamethasone, which is typically not administered in mild or moderate cases of the coronavirus. He's also taking a 5-day course of remdesivir, an antiviral medication. Dr. Conley declined to answer a question about the state of the president's lungs, citing patient confidentiality. President Trump and his challenger Biden were about 4 meters apart on a debate stage last Tuesday. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggests at least 2 meters apart for social distancing purposes. Biden's campaign says the former vice president tested negative Friday for coronavirus. A test on Sunday was also negative. The coronavirus has killed 210,000 people in the United States. This is VOA News. Leaders from France, Russia, and the United States issued a joint statement Monday urging a ceasefire between Armenia and Azerbaijan in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Representing the co-chair countries of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Minsk Group, which is tasked with finding a peaceful solution, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian, and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo all condemned the violence, which began just more than a week ago. In a statement, the ministers said the recent attacks constitute an unacceptable threat to the stability of the region. More than 40 civilians have been killed in escalating violence, with 200 more wounded and hundreds of houses seriously damaged in the violence. That's according to the United Nations. The predominantly ethnic Armenian territory, a formerly autonomous territory that sits inside Azerbaijan, declared its independence from Baku in 1991 during the collapse of the Soviet Union. That sparked a war that claimed the lives of as many as 30,000 people before a ceasefire was declared in 1994. Peace efforts in the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict collapsed in 2010. More than 100 jihadist prisoners have reportedly been released in Mali in an apparent exchange for a politician and a French aid worker. The French news agency reported that the release of Malian opposition leader Soumaya Cisse and French charity worker Sophie Petronin were negotiated over the weekend. Cisse, who is 70, has been runner-up in 3 presidential elections. Cisse was campaigning in the central area of the country in March when 6 members of his team were kidnapped in an attack in which his bodyguard was killed. It is believed that Cisse and his entourage were being held by a jihadist group linked to Al-Qaeda. Pakistan says a countrywide reforestation drive is on track to plant more than 3 billion trees by mid-2023 to mitigate the effects of climate change. The massive program, dubbed 10 Billion Tree Tsunami, went into effect last year and has already planted more than 500 million saplings across the country. That's according to Federal Minister for Climate Change Malik Amin Aslam, speaking to VOA. Aslam explained that the campaign will increase exponentially in speed and scale in the coming days because the government has generated adequate nursery stock over the last 2 years. He said, quote, we are hoping to get our first billion target done by June next year. He added the overall target is to add 10 billion trees by planting and natural regeneration. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.